News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, being told to cheer up or smile more is a common occurrence for a lot of women, but is it a sign of a wider issue that society expects women to suppress their internal lives? Journalist Rachel Connolly has been writing about this. Good morning, Rachel.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. It's not something that has ever happened to me for obvious reasons, but has it happened to you?
Yeah, it's happened to me a lot of times.
Tell us, why do you think people do it and the circumstances in which you found yourself being told to cheer up?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the piece was really about a kind of wider cultural backlash to, there's a lot of pieces being written about the minute that are very angry about young women's novels. There's a lot of kind of contempt shown towards women's work at the minute. And I think that sometimes when we kind of move a little bit forward with the way women are treated, we kind of forget that we can move backwards too. So the piece was kind of really about that kind of like wider cultural shift instead of just this kind of one specific issue. But yeah, I mean, I've had it a lot since I was probably about 14, which was, or maybe younger. I think when I was about 12 or 13, that's when men shouting at me in the street started as a concept, which is obviously super young. And yeah, I've had it all the time. I mean, I used to work nights when I was at university. I used to work a job that I would have to stand outside clubs and give out flyers in the freezing cold. And very often people who, middle-aged men who were leaving a gig, would come up to me and say, smile, love, cheer up, because they knew that I couldn't move from the spot where I was standing because I had to be there for work. So it's, yeah, I mean, it's been a part of my life for a long time.
What is the motivation? I mean, do they genuinely want you to smile, or is it just a way of trying to annoy you?
I have to be honest, I don't care. It's rude and annoying. It's rude and annoying, and I don't care. I see it as someone trying to wind somebody up for no reason. Yeah, I have to be honest that my patience with it is just very, very low. Yeah.
Yeah. But men aren't told to smile. So why is it that men find the need to tell women to smile?
Control. Power, control. Always.
But it doesn't work, though. If the woman doesn't smile, then it's a lost cause.
But they've got to insert themselves into your day and make themselves part of your day, make them a person that you have to deal with. And that is something that gives a lot of men a lot of enjoyment.
Yeah. Is it the same kind of creature who would tell you to smile that would possibly wolf whistle at you as happened to you when you were a teenager?
I have to be honest that wolf whistling has never annoyed me as much. I think maybe sometimes some of the discourse we've had about street harassment has maybe focused a little bit too much on wolf whistling and that. But yeah, that's never annoyed me to the same extent as smile, cheer up.
When was the last time this happened to you, Rachel?
Oh, 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago.
And what happened?
I wrote about this in the piece, but I would also like to say that the piece was also about, you know, the way that women's work is denigrated and women are condescended to. And I'm just quite careful that I don't want to kind of do the same thing here and have this, the piece that was really about work, get kind of turned into a tirade against street harassment, because that's not really all I was saying. So I think we can run the risk of doing the same thing in this conversation. Yeah. But I was just out and about minding my own business and just a man shouted at me in the street. Yeah.
And I asked the question, what kind of a creature was he? Was he an older guy? Was he just a lurch? What was he?
He was probably maybe late 30s, early 40s.
So he should arguably have known better than to try something like this.
Yeah. I mean, like, I wouldn't say it's actually an age. My experience of it is not that it's an age dependent thing. I mean, a situation where it also would often happen is if men are going to a football match together on the tube, they might do it then because there's a group of them and there's only one of me. So that's, you know, they've clearly made the assessment in their heads that there's, say, six or seven of them and there's only one. So, you know, they clearly decided that they kind of operate as a gang. in that situation, which if you think about it,
Well, it's just the most primal culture that you can imagine. I've seen it happen, you know, and it's awful when it does happen. And I always try my best to help someone in that situation. But is it ever going to change, Rachel, do you think? I mean, you talk about the challenges that women face in work. You talk about the challenges they face when they're just walking down the street and being told to cheer up. They look a bit sad. Is it always going to be those? Are there always going to be this kind of creep in society?
Well, yeah, and the point I made in the piece, I'm a novelist, and I've noticed this kind of just very dismissive, condescending response to women's novels. In the past, young women's novels, they're sad girl novels, and it's there's too many novels by young women, and there needs to be more by young men. And I love men's work. I read a lot of novels by men, but the kind of pitting of women and men against each other is very, very false. It's not true. You know, it's not true that if women get something, it takes something away from men. And I think that every time women get a little more access and a little bit more freedom, there isn't a kind of backlash against that. You know, we've seen that in the US too, with abortion rights being rolled back. And I do think we all have to be aware that even if we think we're not the main doer of a certain problem, if we're not shouting at people in the street, for example, any kind of cultural progression for women is always met with backlash. And a lot of people who are not, wouldn't see themselves at the forefront, they're not shouting in the street, they still participate in the backlash. And yes, so this, the wider cultural thing of just derision towards women, dismissal towards women, it all fits together as part of the same thing. And so I think everybody needs to kind of like get their head around that a little bit more. But yeah, until that happens, we'll never move forward. So we probably never will move forward.
Okay, very good. Rachel Connolly, writer, thank you very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.